Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard, the last 1 hour show of the week. It's Friday the 13th of June, but who is it going to be unlucky for? Are Rangers fans feeling lucky or unlucky as Cyril Dessers is linked with a move to Greece? What about Celtic fans in the link with Benjamin Nygren, the Swedish international attacker? Dundee fans are welcoming Stephen Presley to Dens Park today, and Motherwell supporters still getting used to James Bertelescu becoming the fifth new Premiership boss of the season. And as for Smirton, bad news as Zach Heming leaves for Chelsea. Chesterfield and Richard Taylor signs a deal with Bolton Wanderers. I'm Roger Hannah, and with me this Friday night is Scott Allen.
How you doing, Roger? Back my holiday, so got a little bit of a glow on.
You're
me.
Looking very bronzed.
Yeah, I can't say I didn't enjoy a bit of sun for a week, but there's been a lot going on the last couple of days in Scottish football, as you spoke about there. I think obviously Dessers been the main talking point today, and if he was to leave, and what type of striker and what type of profile would Rangers look to bring in?
You're just back from your holidays. Gordon Dale's away on his holidays. It's maybe as well he's out the country and not listening to all this Cyril Dessers transfer chat. He correctly tipped him to be Premiership top goal scorer last season. He is chief executive of the Dessers fan club. But what will Rangers supporters think about talk of Dessers leaving the club, Scott?
I think first and foremost is what would a sort of replacement be? And then what sort of money will be they getting to then go and get replacements? I think that'll be the key thing for Rangers plans. I think it'll probably go down the road of undisclosed as it usually does in these situations. But listen, you can't knock his goal tally. It's been fantastic for Rangers.
A new manager obviously in the door with Russell Martin. If Dessers were to go, it leaves him just probably with Hamza Egerman and Danilo. He would be looking for one, maybe two strikers in this summer, do you think?
I would think too, no question. I think even when we speak about the goals that Dessers had scored, he came under a lot of criticism. I think sometimes with a lot of bipolar performances in terms of 1 week, unplayable, and then the following week, a completely different player. So for me, there's a few key areas of the park where Rangers need to strengthen, but if they were to sell Cyril Dessers to AK Athens, I think that would be the most important one.
Did they need to do something quickly? You could cross the city, Celtic, the reigning champions, they've got Kieran Tierney in on a 5-year deal, and Benjamin Nygren looks as if he could be headed soon. A winger stroke striker from Nordsjælland in Denmark, now a fixture in the Swedish national team. Is that the type of profile of an attacking player that Brendan Rodgers would like?
Yeah, I think he's 23. I think his goal contributions this year have been really good. Obviously a young international as well. I did see clips of him today on the internet, and I was struggling to find out what his preferred position was, because he's, and maybe that's what Brendan Rodgers likes about him. He could be adaptable. He could play through the middle. He could play in a number 10 role. He could also play in one of the wings, looking to come inside and play in the pockets, which Brendan Rodgers certainly likes his attacking players to have that kind of fluidity about their attack. So, listen, Celtic looking to get the job done early in terms of transfers in, but as far as Rangers concerned, I think they would like to know sooner or later in terms of the fans what's happening with Cyril Dessers, because that will be, that's a big, big position for Rangers come this season.
We're here on Friday night, only 7 days till the new Premiership fixtures are out for the 2025-26 season. Is that the day it all gets real, when you can see who you're playing and when you're playing them?
Yeah, I think going back to when I was a player at Hibs and looking at the fixtures coming, I think every team wants that home fixture to kick off the new season. Obviously, teams coming up looking to make a good start, your Falkirk, your Livingston, who have obviously been busy in the transfer market as well. But listen, that's when you know what the end goal is. They want to start the season well. But if you're from a Rangers or Celtic point of view, they're both sets of fans are they're looking to see signings come in the building soon.
If you've got thoughts on Dessers coming going out or Negrin coming in, call 0141 951 1025. Plenty of other activity. There's been a lot of managerial activity in the Premiership. You know, mentioned Russell Martin coming in, Derek McInnes went to Hearts, that created a chance for Stuart Kettlewell to go in at Kilmarnock. His old club Motherwell just, you know, brought in Jens Bertelascu, who was a Copenhagen number two yesterday. And today Stephen Presley back from, I think he was away for his silver wedding away in Vietnam with Mrs. Presley, back in Dundee and explaining just exactly how he sees his new job.
Yes, listen,
I think
I think we can actually hear a bit from Stephen just now, Scott.
I think Like all management, I think it's very much dependent on what lens you're looking through. You know, if you're a Dundee supporter and you're looking for a manager with a history of producing titles and winning honours, then I'm not your man. I'm perfectly honest, I'm not your man. I've not demonstrated that as yet. I hope I can demonstrate that moving forward, but my career to date doesn't suggest that. But certainly from a development perspective, certainly from creating a style of play and a way a team performs, I've demonstrated that over the course. And I'd like to think that the 4 or 5 years that I've had out of football, not just the education within Brentford as a club, but I've also been working on my university degree, all of those in the mix, I hope, brings a different type of leadership than I gave before. And you know, hopefully with that leadership we can bring some form of success.
Now, 10 days ago in this show, when Russell Martin was giving his audio, Gordon Dale was very critical that Russell Martin didn't say, I'm going to win the treble. What on earth would Daz think of Stephen Presley coming in saying, if you're looking for a manager to win things, I'm not your man?
I think he was really honest in that interview. At the same time, listen, we can't hide away from the fact that the Dundee fans weren't exactly overexcited about the appointment. But me listening to his interview there, I think he touches on a few good things. I think in terms of self-development and looking to better himself through the experiences he has, whether that's at Brentford and previous clubs he's been at, he's obviously speaking about a university degree, but it's how you can put that all together, get into a club at Dundee who are looking to, I think in terms of their owners, they're looking to take the next step and making the club a lot more attractive. I think obviously players going out the building, obviously rumours about Josh Mulligan, yeah. Lyle Cameron's away, so there is another rebuild there. I think in terms of the age bracket they've used to sign players, or signed 2 30-year-olds already, so maybe they're coming away from that youthfulness that we've seen in their side last year. So it's a big job for Stephen Presley, but one I'm sure he'll look forward to.
We'll go to the phone lines in a second, Scott. Jeff from Giffnock, who started his last Friday night, is going to start us again this Friday night. Just a bit of breaking transfer news, and it affects the Premiership and the Championship, because Brian Graham, the man who finished the season as co-boss of Partick Thistle, has tonight signed as a player for newly promoted Falkirk. Your reaction, Scott?
Yeah, listen, I think we all thought it was a stick-on that he was going to be the Partick Thistle manager, but listen, it wasn't to be, and our very own Mark Wilson has stepped into the shoes, and now looking at Brian Graham, listen, you can't argue with his goal record, especially in that league, some fantastic goals last year, and an interesting signing, a bit of experience in there up top that I feel that Falkirk could have needed when I watched him towards the tail end of the season, so it'll be interesting to see that one, how it develops in terms of on the pitch.
Producer John, as you know, mad Falkirk fan, yeah. So I'm going to go to the lines now, because he's through in the other room running about with his T-shirt over his head. Jeff, how are you?
I am fine, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I believe you're a bit worried about this Cyril Dessers revelation this afternoon that he could be heading out of Rangers.
Well, it's one of these things, right? Players have to do what they have to do. But my main worry is, if he leaves Ibrox, who have we got? And especially when it's coming up to the new season and the Champions League, have they got somebody in mind? And also, the ex-Partick Thistle manager going to Falkirk, that was a bit of a revelation as well. Good luck to him. To get back to the point, I do worry now that there are more players going out of Ibrox and none come in yet. But they need to get the finger out.
Scott, as well as Russell Martin, obviously Kevin Thelwell has gone in. He's changed the recruitment people beneath him. You know, Niels Coppin has lost his job there. Yeah. Is Jeff right? Will they be working behind the scenes so that, you know, if Dessers is confirmed at AEK Athens in the coming days, very, very soon afterwards, there will be the new number nine paraded.
Well, I think you would like to think so. I think the club, obviously, with the takeover, new manager, Thelwell coming in, you would like to think that's how Rangers are going to be operating. Once that deal's confirmed, that they have someone who they have found on their system, and they think they can come into Rangers and come do a job. If that wasn't the case, then I think the Rangers fans would be getting agitated. But I would be very surprised, considering the way Rangers are looking to go, that if they were to sell Dessers for a good amount of money, that they wouldn't have someone to come in.
Jeff, thanks very much. We can go to another concerned Rangers fan. Mark is in Partick, and he, Scott, would like to ask you, I think, potential replacements for Dessers. Mark, who would you like to see coming in?
Well, we'd like to see Jamie Fardy coming in. Obviously, Dessers was on big money at Rangers, and I think Rangers should now go for Jamie Fardy. Plus, I think they would go for Majovsky, the ex-Aberdeen striker.
Couple of decent number nines there, Scott.
Obviously, I would sign an Israel guy as well, so that's three in the door. Because Danilo's what can train all day and all night. He's not going to get match fitness. I mean, match fitness is... Danilo's been out for December, having an odd game coming on as a sub. I mean, the guy's no fit. I mean, big wages again. What's your point in it?
If Brian Graham can go to Falkirk at 35, can Jamie Vardy go to Rangers at 38?
Listen, I love Jamie Vardy as a player. I think he's still fit as a fiddle, still scores goals. I think it then comes down to at his age, and I think he would maybe have more attractive ones abroad, where he would probably get a higher wage than Rangers. I think Rangers at this current moment don't want to go above a certain wage structure, which is the right thing to do. I think Rangers, in terms of looking at Dessers and Iggyman, who potentially they could both leave if for the right amount of money, Rangers will be looking to get the same type of player in where they can develop and look to make some money off. I think Miofsky's an interesting one. I know he didn't have a great season in La Liga. Lauren Shanklin's obviously still a free agent.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at adding two, you could maybe look at one of them, plus another one who could come in and really set the place on fire, because I feel like Rangers and Rangers fans really need a striker this season to come in and hit the ground running.
What do you make of the Russell Martin revolution, Mark? Are you excited by it, or would you be more excited once there's half a dozen new players in the door?
Well, I don't think it's really Russell Martin we should be looking at. I think we should be looking at Rangers recruitment, because they're bringing in squad players. It's brilliant to come off the bench. I mean, we need winners in there. We need characters, leadership, guys with good attitude. And they're bringing guys like Cameron and Mulligan and obviously other guys. It's probably good to come off the bench, but we need winners like guys like McCoy's, Haitley, guys it's 1 week, no guys it's came for Dundee, you know what I mean? And Shanklin coming for Hearts, I mean, what's Shanklin win, you know what I mean?
Would you expect more players to go out the door, Scott? Robin Proper's been linked with a return to Tvente Enschede, Redvan Yilmaz's been linked with a return to Besiktas. There is interest in what you might call peripheral players. Are you expecting more of a clear out, given there's already been, you know, six or eight first team players away at the end of last season?
Yeah, I think in terms of outgoings, I think once Rangers start back pre-season, I think Russell Martin will maybe take a week or two to assess some of the players who maybe haven't up to now had a fantastic Rangers career. He maybe think he'll maybe get something out of some of the ones, but I do feel in terms of quality for me and the system that we've spoke about in terms of what Russell Martin is going to play, they're going to need a real creative player in there to feed whoever the strikers are going to be for me, because for watching Rangers over the last few seasons, when a team do set up a low block against them, they just haven't had that extra wee bit of finesse in the final third to go and kill teams.
I asked you about the fixtures launch next Friday. Even before that, I think Wednesday morning's a draw for the Champions League second qualifying round, and non-champions path, as you describe it, UEFA. That will concentrate a few minds at Ibrox as well.
Yeah, obviously. I think we will look at Champions League, and I think at Rangers, we'll be thinking about the money that you can earn your club. At this moment in time, I think with the squad, you're hoping to get past the first couple of rounds, and then by then, hopefully have your side in a lot stronger position, a clear style of play, I would expect, by that time. And who knows, if you get the right little nuggets into your side who can go and make the difference in the final third, then you never know what can happen.
Is it a problem for Russell Martin that his first games are going to be such high stakes encounters, you know, although Champions League millions on the line? Would he prefer a softer launch, if you like, Scott?
A Premier Sports Cup game. Yeah. Listen, I think getting into a job of that magnitude, I think every manager, if they were being honest, they would like a couple of games to kind of find their feet and get settled. But unfortunately, at a big club, that's just not how it works sometimes. So whether that was an easier game or not, he would be under some sort of pressure because the fans will be looking to see that style of play that we've heard in the interviews and on the Sky Sports and all the things about how he's going to play. So I think everybody will be waiting with a bit of interest in terms of how that Rangers team's going to line up and how it's going to play.
Will it all begin to feel real next week, Mark, when you see those fixtures, you see the Champions League draw and you see the new fixtures for the Premier season?
Well, I don't think they've even got a team to compete with in the Champions League, to be honest, because the whole thing's just a nightmare again. It's just, they're obviously going to wait on Monday to bring the players in when the transfer window opens. But I'm looking like 1986, as far back as that. Like the Graham Souness days, that's what Rangers need, a full rebuild, because these guys can't play Russell Martin's football style. And I mean, they need a full clear it.
Scott Allen shaking his head here. He's not like you and me, Mark. He wasn't even born in 1986 when Graham Souness came in. Mark, thank you for your call. Jeff, thanks for getting us underway. It's a busy Friday night again, just like it was. Hopefully we'll get some Celtic calls in later on in the show. Benjamin Nygren, Celtic given permission to speak to him. Talk of a move, bringing him in from Norgeland. We'd be keen to hear on Motherwell fans and their new manager, St Mirren supporters, and losing two of last season's first choice side today. And any Dundee fans wanting to speak to Stephen Presley's press conference at Dens today. But first of all, we'll have to do this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
You see, Scott, this is the best part of sitting in this chair. There's no pressure. There's none of this minus two nonsense. You've no idea how pleasant it was for me last Friday actually managing to read the questions to Jim Duffy and not have to worry about quickfire answers. It was absolutely terrific. You're looking forward to it?
Not that it was a problem. Did you even get a defeat throughout the whole
season? Oh, yes. I did see that. Gordon Duncan bends the rules so that I lose a few during the course of the season.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Some other will carve up between him, Stephen O'Donnell and Andy Halliday.
That doesn't surprise me. I heard Andy had a good season on it as well.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So, I'll be looking to do one better this summer league.
Well, looking forward to it. All you have to do for the chance to take on Scott Allen and beat the pundit tonight, call 0141 951 1025.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Welcome back to Clyde One Super Scoreboard with myself, Roger Hannah and Scott Allen. The first part of the show has really all been about Cyril Dessers and Rangers transfer activity. Who's gone out? Who's coming in? We'll get back to the lines because I think Chris, a Rangers fan in Cambus Lang, is coming up shortly. But first, we need to play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Now, this summer show, Scotty, it's just down to 1 hour, as you know, 6 to 7. We couldn't do away with Beat the Pundit. Jim Duffy won last Friday night. Marvin won through the week. Somebody even said Ross McCormack had won a game or two this season. No? You heard this? Is this just summer gossip?
That must be summer gossip. I didn't hear that.
Well, here we go. We can actually go now to Chris in Cambus Lang. Chris, have you played this before?
I certainly have, mate, yes.
And how did you get on?
Not successful. I think I've played three times and I've been beat three times.
Who's beaten you? Name names.
Kevin has beat me twice and Big Mark beat me once.
Oh, right. I can see Scott Allen has just grown a couple of inches. His shoulders are back now. He's feeling confident. He's feeling confident, Chris, when he hears that. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to give Scott something else to listen to, a bit of Greatest Hits Radio.
No problem.
And we will just go through these. Are you ready, Chris? Your time starts now. At which club did Russell Martin start his managerial career? True or false, the current championship trophy is the old Scottish Premier League trophy?
False.
What US soccer team did Gary Mackay Stephen play for?
Colorado Rapids.
Who ended Scottish Championship top goal scorer last season?
What in your head?
What is the name of Annan Athletic Stadium?
Pass.
And which Premiership team celebrated their 30th anniversary as a club this season?
I'll go for Livingston.
Okay, dokey. Right, Scott, are you back with us? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Same set of questions. You feeling confident?
Just depending on what the questions are going to be today.
Right, your time starts Now, at which club did Russell Martin start his managerial career?
MK Dons.
True or false, the current championship trophy is the old Scottish Premier League trophy?
False.
What US soccer team did Gary Mackay Stephen play for?
New York Red Bulls.
Who ended the Scottish Championship as top goal scorer last season?
Brian Graham.
What is the name of Annan Athletics Stadium?
Oh, I know that as well. Pass.
Which Premiership team celebrates its 30th anniversary as a club this season?
Livingston.
How are you feeling, Chris?
I think this is close.
Oh, well, let's start. At which club did Russell Martin start his managerial career? Chris, you said?
MK Dons.
So did Scott Allen, 1-1. True or false, the current championship trophy, won by producer John's brave Falkirk Bairns this season, is the old Scottish Premier League trophy. You both said false. It's actually true.
Is it?
It is indeed. Wow. Which US soccer team did Gary Mackay Stephen play for? Now, Chris, you said Colorado Rapids.
Yep.
Scott, you said?
New York Red Bulls.
If only we dealt in half points. New York City FC.
Oh,
he played.
I'm not getting that one.
We are still level. Who ended the Scottish Championship season top goal scorer last term? Chris, you said Robbie Muirhead of Livy. Scott, you said Big Brian. I could hear you sighing, Chris.
Scott
Allen takes a 2-1 lead. Now, what's the name of Annan Athletics Stadium? Now, Chris, I don't mind you passing in that. I'll bet you have never been to Annan Athletics Stadium.
The funny thing is, I've got a friend that stays. Oh. And you can see the stadium outside the window.
Scott Allen and Kelty Hearts played there twice last season, and he still didn't know it was Galabank. 2-1. Which Premiership team celebrate their 30th anniversary this season? Chris, you said
Livingston,
which is the correct answer. Unfortunately for you, Scott Allen said it as well. It's a 3-2 win for the pundit. Well done, Scott.
Thanks for having me, mate. I'm absolutely
gutted with
that Brian Graham question.
I know, we actually spoke about that about 5 minutes ago as well.
Mentioning the show tonight, there's always one.
it was a good game. Well played, Scott, mate.
And listen, you need to go. That's now 0-4, Chris. Are you going to come back next season for another go?
Oh, of course.
Love that.
That's what I like
of
to hear.
Course.
A bit of high summer confidence.
New York City FC, it was.
New York City FC.
Lewis Morgan.
Ronnie Dialis team.
Ronnie Dialis and Lewis Morgan was Red
Bulls. He was Red Bulls, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Lewis Morgan, the other ex Celtic winger. Speaking of Celtic, Benjamin Nygren, Norgeland, sought after by a lot of teams in a lot of countries this summer. Will Celtic get this tied up quite quick, do you think?
Yeah, I would like to think so. You know that Celtic over the years have had that Swedish connection, and a lot of players have came from there and done really well at the club. Like I said, I'd watched a bit of his footage earlier and he looked very adaptable in the forward position. So I think when Celtic really want someone, they usually get it done.
They've already got Kieran Tierney in a 5-year contract on his return to Celtic. The club confirmed the deal earlier in the week. And Celtic coach Steve McManus thinks that Kieran Tierney is an invaluable addition to Celtic both on and off the pitch.
Young players want to feel as if they've got somebody that they can look up to. They've got that, but they need to see that and they need to feel that for themselves. With you've got it with Callum, you've got it with James. So now with KT coming back, it gives us an extra top player, if you like. But the fact that he's coming back, he's full career ahead of him after the experiences he's had, played down in England at a top club at Arsenal, is going to be invaluable, not just for himself, for the younger players, but for everybody throughout the football club.
We've got George in line, Celtic fan from Milton. George, you were going to ask Scott Allen about a potential price tag for Benjamin Nygren, and it could be as little as £2 million. Is that right?
Yeah, Scott. Yeah, good evening, guys. Nice to hear you on during the period. But, Scott, yeah, is that true? It's £2 million. I'm hearing 1.7 for Benjamin Nygren.
I think the issue with this, Scott, is he's going to be out of contract at the end of the calendar year. He's in his last 6 months. If you remember the Scandinavian side, you know, play through the summer months, contracts tend to end at a different time of year from the typical British ones.
Yeah, listen, I think if that is the money, you are getting a player with a bit of calibre behind him. He's affecting games in terms of goals and assists at Nordjylland. I think the fact he's an international as well always adds a bit of value onto him. So, listen, I think the grand scheme of things, I think it's a decent price for Celtic to get someone of the ability that I've certainly seen today when I've watched these clips.
As you said earlier on, he's only 23 years of age. George, is Celtic have been granted permission by Norgerland to speak to him. Is he the type of player that you need, and particularly at a time when Jota's going to miss the early months of next season with that ACL injury?
Well, he's a left-footer, my friend. He's a left-footer. I think he'll play well on that side. But personally, I'd like to play him the number 10 guy. He's number 10's his role. I think he'll score a lot of goals there. And I think he would allow Callum McGregor that freedom. So I would love that type of money. I'm really dumbfounded. I can't believe we're going to be getting someone that really, guys, he will rip up this league for fun. Play him in the number 10 role. Keep Maeda over there to play. I don't want to be selling Maeda either, but keep him over on that side until Jota comes back. But no, Nigerian is a number 10 guy. He's unbelievable skill and a goal scorer.
A friend of the show, David Frail, said to me last night, George, it would just be like Celtic to get Benjamin for buttons. But if he comes if he comes in, Scott, Brendan Rodgers doesn't tend to play with what you and I would discuss as an old-fashioned number 10, like yourself. It's a sort of Callum McGregor at 6 and a couple of 8s, really, isn't it?
Yeah, see, it's the play. Celtic obviously looking guys to make runs beyond. Listen, if he can, from what I've seen, he looks as if he likes to arrive in the box. Celtic are a club, obviously, now adding Tierney to that, who like to put crosses in the box, but usually we see that from the opposite side, yeah. Winger getting in at that back post area and putting the ball away. I think the fact he's adaptable, like we said, even if he was a left footer, you've seen Kuhn this season playing that opposite yeah. side, cutting into to play the balls through to, it was Kyogo to start the season, then Maeda laterally. So I think that flexibility in terms of can he play 10, can he play 8, can he play in one of the away positions, I think that will suit Celtic, because Brendan Rodgers, that's the type of player he likes in his squad.
How many more would you think, George, at Celtic would bring in this season? They're a lot way into the tail end of last season. We say Jota's injured, didn't finish like a steam train, no. Losing the cup final to Aberdeen. Will that have concentrated minds as well? And as well as Tierney and potentially Nigerin, many more would you like to see in?
I would like to see us getting a playmaker, a good playmaker in the middle of the park, guys. I think we're crying out for that. If Callum McGregor gets injured, I think Celtic could be in big trouble, in my honest opinion. I think Bernardo would need to step up to the plate. His angle is going to be better in his second season. You know, the boy McCowan, is he going to step up to that mark? I would like to see Celtic bring in a real good playmaker and a dominant centre-half, guys, that we're crying out for.
Is that fair, do you think, Scott? A dominant centre-half? I presume George means to play alongside Cameron Carter-Vickers, because for so long last season it was Scales, then it was Trusty, then it was Scales, sometimes, rarely, it was Navrotsky, and then it finished off in the cup final, Liam Scales again.
Yeah, I don't think you can argue with what George has said there. I think the fact that it went from Trusty then back to Scales, and Brendan Rodgers couldn't quite make his mind up who his favoured partnership was. That tells you everything you need to know. I think it will be a position Celtic look to strengthen. In terms of a playmaker, for me, Hatate's the best playmaker in the league, I think, in terms of on that half turn, takes the ball in tight areas and can find the threaded passes. I think it showed you what his worth is in that Celtic team and how good a player he is when you take him out of that team in the final. They missed that creativity in the areas of the park. So it is an area where Celtic do have to strengthen, but at the same time, you touch on Luke McCowan, you touch on Engels and Bernardo, it's going to be a big summer for them.
Even just in terms of numbers, I thought Celtic were a bit light on numbers in that midfield area, particularly at the end of the season. Hatate missed the cup final. You know, a situation, Paulo Bernardo is currently in Slovakia playing for Portugal under-21s. He'll need a break after he comes back. So if Hatate's not quite up to speed, Bernardo's not there, I mean, you're really down to McGregor, McCowan and Engels, and that's it.
Yeah, well, listen, at the same time, we've seen, obviously, young Mercado came on, had a real impact against Aberdeen at Pittodrie. Really liked what I've seen of him. Is there an opportunity there for an academy product to maybe make the step up into the first team and be around the peripheral and come? I'd love to see it, I think, especially at both clubs in Glasgow. I'd like to see a lot more of that. I don't think there's been a clear pathway for them in recent years, but from what I've seen of him coming in at Pittodrie, he looked like he could handle the ball, and especially in an atmosphere up there. So For me, yes, it is light, but it's always an opportunity for someone else.
Well, let's hear more calls about that, about Benjamin Nigri from Celtic fans in the last part of the show. Also, Rangers supporters, are you worried or are you celebrating as Cyril Dessers seems to move closer to a move to AEK Athens in Greece? And let's hear from some St Mirren fans. Zach Hemming is now a Chesterfield player. Richard Taylor is now a Bolton Wanderers player. Are the buddies, after three consecutive top six finishes, beginning to have personnel concerns? We'll hear more in the final show, final part of the show tonight.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
And welcome back to the final part of Clyde One Super Scoreboard tonight. If you want to join in, you go 0141 951 1025. I said, Scott, at the top of the show, Friday the 13th, I fear our luck is about to run out because we're going to Jordan, who's a Celtic fan, and he's on a stag do in Albufeira. Jordan, good evening.
Hi, Roger, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
I mean, in the sun, a few pina coladas, a few beers. Can't go wrong,
you cannot go wrong. You know yourself, Scott, you've been in the sun, a couple of beers, a couple of pina coladas, and you suddenly think, I'm going to phone Super Scoreboard and see what's happening. What's your point, Jordan? What do you want to discuss tonight?
Got lots of points, Roger, but we'll go with right. So we'll be half sensible here. We'll talk about Roger's recruitment, right?
Yeah.
Now I think Engels will have potential, but I don't think he's all signings. And since actually his first time round, I'm not sure about our signings. So you're talking to Belly was good, Sinclair was good, Engels has got potential. I'm not sure on the rest. I'm not sure.
Edward.
Oh, I take that back. Edward was good as well. Edward was very good. I would take it, and I've seen the rumours, Edward. I would take Edward back in a heartbeat, by the way.
I hadn't even seen him. Would you take Hodgson Edward back, Scott?
I would, yeah. Fantastic player. I think it's obviously a position that Celtic will be looking, I think, to add to Adamida. I think Maeda, we might see him possibly go back out to that wide area where we've seen him so effective in terms of pressing, getting up and down the pitch, and obviously with his goal tally, he'll be looking to add to that come next season. I think it's no question it's an area of the part Celtic needs strength.
It's a fashionable thing to do, leave Celtic and then come back. Jota did it last season, Kieran Tierney's done it in the summer. Is it possible for Hodgson Edouard? He'll be in big English Premier League money down there having had spells at Crystal Palace and Leicester.
Yeah, I think the problem with the boys that are now playing the Premier League, there is the chance to obviously go to the Saudi leagues where they can earn from ridiculous amounts of money. The Kieran Tierney one's a completely different one because he's obviously a huge Celtic fan, and I think he's been dying to get back home and probably feels that he's got unfinished business at Celtic. So it'll be interesting, but I do feel Celtic will be looking to find the next sort of Hodgson Edouard where they can obviously then get a tune out of him and then make money from them.
How much have you heard about Benjamin Nigri, Jordan? Does he excite you if he's coming to Celtic next season?
I genuinely don't know anything about him, but I've seen his goal record from Northland. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Considering the pina coladas, that's as well as you're going to be able to say.
Beat me to it.
By the way, it's not going to get any better, don't worry. But yeah, between that and honestly, I think we're unlucky with Jota getting injured, because Jota Tierney on the wing, Jota cutting in, Tierney hitting the overlap, that was something special. But no, I think we need a centre defensive mid, we need a centre half, a left back cover. To be fair, I think Celtic need a good few signings, to be honest with you.
Well, a couple of callers have said that now, Scott. Can you see, I mean, people are talking about Rangers basically building a new team under Russell Martin, but is this the summer, and it might be his last summer as manager, where Brendan does need to start a rebuild?
I wouldn't say a rebuild. I think there's a few key positions there. Obviously, centre-back, I think they need to find someone who he fully trusts week in, week out to partner Carter Vickers. I think in terms of midfield, I would still add, I'd still add another one. I think when there is an injury, he's not quite sure in terms of who he wants to come in. One week it's Bernardo, then it's McEwen. So I think that's a position. In terms of what type of player in there, I think in terms of that number six position that Callum McGregor plays, to replace that is quite difficult. You need to go and find a total football player who understands how Brendan Rodgers wants to play, and he's a real focal point in terms of Celtic dominating games. So that's a hard position to replace. Wide players, you're having to replace a wide player because of Jota's injury. But for me, striker, and a striker to come in and hit the ground running again, which in the same fashion that Kyogo did.
I'll need to double check, Jordan. You're not the groom on this stag do, are you?
No, I'm the best man. We've got the groom next to us right now, but he's a bit half cut. You want to say hi, Adam? Look, Roger, it's an unpopular opinion because I know Dazzler gets most of the shout-outs, but I'm not going to lie, you are my favourite person on Super Scoreboard. That's why we phoned.
There's definitely far, far too much drink. Please drink responsibly, gentlemen. Drink responsibly when you're in Alba Fuera and have a great night. Now, we've now got someone, another Celtic fan, is Jack in Hamilton. Scott, Jack is only 10 years of age and he's ready to take issue with the Alba Fuera crew because he doesn't think Celtic need a striker this summer. Is that right, Jack?
Thinking was that if we do sign him, me they'll have to play where Jota plays. Jota won't get many minutes, right? So
yep.
That, and then like either or Kun goes off, right? And then we can like sub him on, but Kun or Jota are world class players, right? And I think they are crucial players in this team.
Is Jota your favourite player, Jack?
Yeah, I've got a scarf.
You've got a scarf. You've got a Jota scarf. Well, I think you're right there. I think in terms of Jota, the problem is that we might not see him too. I think with that sort of injury till come January, I think until Jota's really up and running. So I think up until then, that's maybe why I think Maeda might go back out there and then they'll bring a striker in. And then when Jota's back fully fit, we might see the best of him and Maeda might move back into the middle. But for me just now, that's the only reason why I think they need a striker.
Yeah, it says in Master Green here, Jack, you're only 10 years of age. You'll be too young to remember when Celtic fans had Scott Allen scarves. And then they moved on from him. So you know, there are always new players coming in. Does it concern you, though, that Jota does have this injury and you know it might be a little while before he's fit or back to the form that so impressed Celtic fans?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like, I think still January. But we could sign the player on loan. Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Till January, and then send them back.
If you could have any striker in the world to come to Celtic, Jack, who would it be?
Erling Haaland or Mbappe or someone.
You got to pick one. Who are you picking?
Mbappe.
Well, he's busy. You see, he's got this Club World Cup thing going on in America. Jack, you going to watch some of that this summer?
Yeah, I might. I'll need to ask my dad or mum.
If you can stay up late.
Well, listen, when I go home, I have to ask my wife if I can watch it as well. So things don't really change, Jack. Is that going to be something you're going to be watching, Scott, through the summer months?
Yeah, I'm actually quite looking forward to it. At the same time, though, I'm looking at the players, hardly had a break, thinking how are they still doing it, some of the amount of games they've played this season. But I think for the fan watching, it's always good to have that level of player on your television.
And what would it be like? I know there was talk when they were formulating which teams were going to participate this time. There was talk a couple of years ago. Rangers might get an invitation because of their European runs in 2022. Can you ever imagine a day Celtic or Rangers at a Club World Cup? What would that be like?
You know, I think they would travel in their numbers. You can only imagine. I think both Rangers and Celtic fans make trips to America quite regularly. Big supporters clubs over there as well. So you can only imagine the fan base they would take with them. And listen, maybe in the future there might be something we'll get to see.
Jack, that was great. Thank you very much indeed for your call. We'll keep an eye out in the next few weeks to see if Celtic do indeed sign a striker or whether Benjamin Negrin becomes the big attacking reinforcement, and that makes Dyson Maeda effectively regarded as a striker along with Adam Eder for the new season, Scott.
Yeah, well, he has proved that he can go into that position and be really effective and score goals. I think when Kyogo first went, though, Brendan Rodgers, I remember doing a press conference and I think you could tell in his voice that he wasn't completely made up yet, as if that's where he wanted Maeda to play, just because of the way the team had functioned with him out in that wide position. So, listen, for me, I still think it's a key position for Celtic to look at this summer.
Just the other news at Celtic today, they're one of three SPFL teams facing disciplinary action over what's been described as unacceptable conduct by fans at matches. A statement released by the SPFL today said that Celtic, Aberdeen and Partick Thistle all face notices of complaint after events at the tail end of the season. The SFA's powers now mirror those of the SPFL, whose punishments range from fines and ticket allocation restrictions, and that can include expulsion from the Scottish Cup. Now, I can't really see that happening at all. The incidents in question, they relate to games at Celtic Park, I think the St Mirren game, games at Pittodrie when Celtic won up there, and also Partick Thistle's playoff game against Ayr United. Celtic already facing a suspended sentence for SPFL fixtures at Hampden. There was talk of supporter tickets being withheld as some variety of punishment?
Yeah, I think you get away with a slap in the wrist to begin with, but if it continues, they're going to have to do some sort of action to stop this, because it is interrupting the game. I think as a player and being on a pitch when these things have happened, it does put you off a bit. Do you know what I mean? It unsettles the game. I think when these games are televised as well, it can cause a problem for that. And obviously you have kids of all ages watching that, so you don't really want to promote that sort of behaviour. But listen, I think in terms of looking at attendances this season for the SPFL, it's been throughout the course of the season, it's been fantastic.
Yeah, well, in excess of 5 million. We don't have strict liability in this country. Can clubs do more to liaise with supporters? Because whether it's Union Bears, whether it's the Green Brigade, whether it's Ultras at Aberdeen or Motherwell or Partick Thistle or elsewhere, these are the supporters groups who tend to indulge in these activities that the league authorities and the SFA frown upon. What can clubs do to try and help the league and the SFA stamp this out?
It's a good question, Roger. I think there has been conversations between club officials and these kind of ultra groups, as we've spoke about before. But ultimately, you can't decide what someone wants to go and do at a game of football. You can't police everybody. Certainly not the club. They're expecting people to buy their tickets and behave accordingly. But unfortunately, for the game, sometimes these things happen. We see it all over the world. But it would be something I'd like to see put an end to.
Couple of other transfer activities today. We mentioned St Mirren, the guys who were there last season not coming back, Richard Taylor to Bolton. The goalkeeper, Zach Hemming, who was a Middlesbrough player, a couple of loan spells in Paisley, has now signed a permanent deal with Chesterfield, £150,000. And St Mirren look to be trying to get in Andy Fisher, the Swansea City goalkeeper, who was on loan at St Johnson in the second half of last season.
Yeah, I think from a Middlesbrough point of view, that's exactly how you want a loan deal to go. You go on loan to a club, he does well, and then you get a transfer fee for him, obviously. I think St Mirren would have been looking to get him back. I think the biggest positive from St Mirren fans is they managed to hold on to their manager. Look at the consistency he's brought to that club. I felt there would be some clubs sniffing about him this year, looking to get him maybe down south. So I think with him in charge, as always, his recruitment's been good. I think he's got a real hand in it as well. So he'll have guys lined up who can come in and do a job. Richard Taylor's a player I really admired this season. Seen him a few times, thought he was an excellent player. So he will be a big miss for St Mirren.
And of course, we couldn't have Stephen Robinson leaving Paisley. That would mean half the managers in the Premiership had changed in one summer season. It's bonkers when you think about it.
Yeah, it really is. But to be fair, I think Derek McInnes going to Hearts. I'm really intrigued to see how that goes and what style of play he brings to that Hearts team and how it works with the analytics. So that'll be an interesting watch.
Most recent appointment, just yesterday, Motherwell going continental again. Jens Bertelescu is the successor to Michael Vimmer. He's about to start work with our own Andy Halliday and others. What do you think he'll bring?
Hopefully Andy Halliday into the starting 11, playing every week. Nah, on a serious note, listen, I think they're kind of going down the, it's a copy and paste from Michael Vimmer. Yep. Obviously get experience at some big clubs, working under some good managers, so they'll be looking to have a clear style of play again, the way that Michael Vimmer had definitely showed when he first came into the Millwall job. So again, another club which is going to be intriguing come the start of the season.
Scott, that's great. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks to all of you who phoned in tonight, especially Jordan and Adam and Albafuera. Good luck with this stag tonight. I'm in the other seat on Monday. Andrew McLean's here. I'm doing Beat the Pundit, and you'll have GBX to play for the rest of the evening. Good night.